Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Every now and then, you got to take a step back. You got to look at the things that the left has done, and you have to reevaluate. And I do it to gloat. I'll tell you right up front, I do it to gloat. I do it to say, I told you so. I do it to all the naysayers who talk about the experts. Kevin, you aren't an expert at this. I don't have to be an expert at certain things because I am equipped with common sense, as many of you are. And that's why many of you listen to this program. That's why you support the work that we do. Because you say, you know what, Kevin, there's a lack of common sense. If it's so common, why do so few people have it? I know, cliche, but true. If it's so common, why is it people can't see what we see? And here's what I would say to you. The bigger issue is, why can't we get them to see it? Kevin Jackson's you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We are embroiled in serious controversies. This republic has been stolen. It was like in Gladiator. Here he goes. When Marcus Aurelius says, the emperor's been slain. And he's the only one who knows. And you know why he knows? Because the emperor said, Commodus must not be emperor. Will you consider it? Take a day. Let me know by tomorrow. And when Commodus found out he wasn't going to be emperor, he killed the emperor. And then he tried to kill Maximus. And that is exactly what is happening in this republic. God has said to many of us, you are the ones I want to be in charge. You are the people that are doing my work. You are the people that selflessly get up in the morning and you do things the right way. You play by the rules. You live a spiritually guided, moral and ethical life. And I have ordained America for you. And you know what we're doing? We're squandering it. Many of us are too afraid to even admit that we're God followers or Christ followers. We don't even want to admit it. You don't want to admit you voted for Trump. You don't want to admit you're Republican. You don't want to admit you're conservative. You don't want to admit that you don't want sexualization of your children. That you are the person who is in charge of your children. You're afraid to. You get around people, you're, oh, I don't know. I better not offend people's sensibilities. Don't give a crap about your sensibilities. To hell with you and your sensibilities. When it comes to what I deserve out of life, I pick it, not you. I'm glad you guys are here with me. I'm glad you're here paying attention. I want to make sure that we, when we're speaking to people, especially people we care about, that we let them know we exist, that we let them know that there's an army of us out there. And we're looking at these lies and we're going to never forget. And what I want to talk about right now is what I caught a lot of beef for. Caught a lot. People were, oh man, you this, that, and the other. And I've done shows on it. But as we get more and more information, I'm going to remind you from time to time. I'm doing an entire show just for on lying, by the way. An entire show. And the reason is, those shows are important. They look at the holistic lie that's being told by the left. And I talked about it the other day. End of days. Okay, end of days is when the lie becomes the truth and the truth is deemed a lie. Do you feel like we're here? Okay, it doesn't mean they win. It doesn't mean that the lie... So what, people will start to believe the lie. That's okay. You know what our job is? Our job until the end of days is here is to fight through it. Because there are people that have sanity. They do wake up. Democrats demonstrate it all the time. Let me put it to you this way. Democrats, leftists, you rarely see a Republican go to that side. And you certainly don't see a true conservative. But every single day, thousands, tens of thousands of Democrats leave. They get a wake-up call. They say, oh, light just went on. And you want to know what it is? Let me give you some examples. The light goes on when they get that first fat paycheck. Sometimes it's when they get the first paycheck. The light goes on when they start spending money and they have to be responsible for themselves when they're out of mommy and daddy's house. That's when a light goes on for them. A light goes on when they get a job and they find out, you know what, people don't give a crap about you. You better come in here, you better work, you better get it done. Maybe the light goes on when they get fired, when they find out nobody gives a crap about their work, woke nonsense and their crappy work ethic. They're going to have to actually perform. When they graduate from college and they find out that degree is worthless. There's lots of wake-up calls waiting, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Maybe they start dating and they find out, you know what, that person that wants to be to potentially spend their lives with them isn't going to buy into the woke nonsense, wants them to be responsible for themselves, to be responsible individuals, and starts questioning them and what their attributes they bring to the party. Maybe it's when they start having kids and they find out what the issues with the government wanting to take your kids, the, you know, sexualizing their kids or whatever. Maybe it's that. Maybe they get accosted. Maybe they become a victim of a violent crime in the city. Maybe it's that. Maybe a cop saves their life, does something good for them. Maybe they join the military. I'm giving you a lot of scenarios here because I'm telling you, life is full of wake-up calls for them. But you're not going to have very many. As a conservative, you're not going to have very many wake-up calls. Oh, Kevin, gay people do blah, blah, blah. What? What do you want me to wake up from? That I recognize the humanity of gay people? Kevin, black people, what do you want me to wake up from? That I recognize that America has black folks? White folks? Gay, straight? Male, female, some that don't know, whatever. What do you think is going to happen to me? What's going to test my sensibilities about humanity? Oh, this gay person got wrongly fired. I don't care if they're gay. They got wrongly fired. Give them their job back. Oh, Kevin, this Muslim, this happened. Was it wrong? Did it violate a law against the Muslim? Then I want the Muslim to get their recompense. That's what I want. There are no wake-up calls for us. The wake-up call of saving babies, keeping prisoners in prison, not wrongfully imprisoning people like the January 6th folks, fair elections. The wake-up call for us is when we find out that everything we thought was true, that we realize that we've been on the right track. That's our wake-up call. Our wake-up call is, you were right. Kevin, you don't need to exercise any more common sense. You don't have to be an expert in any of this stuff. You were right. You were right about Wu Flu. That's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about all the times I was right. All the naysayers telling me, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation. Well, I wasn't.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think the intensive care has improved. We very, very readily would put people on mechanical ventilation when we found out through clinical experience it might have been better just to make sure we positioned them properly in the prone or supine position and not necessarily intubate somebody so readily, which might have actually caused more harm than good. We learned that as we got more experience.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was Fauci the fraud, post-COVID BS. And you know what he says? You know, maybe we shouldn't have ventilated, done mechanical ventilation of these people that we put into the hospital. Maybe we just should have put them in the supine or the prone position. That's all it would have taken. Yeah. So people died because they ventilated them and kept them laying down And as opposed to sitting them up, letting them, you know, get well, there's all kinds of reasons, and I'm going to go into this today, at least for this hour. I'm going to go into this. I'm going to explain to you. You know what cracks me up about Fauci as we go through these explanations? Everything is, well, we didn't have the data. The data changed. And if the data was changing, with the data changing, then, well, we didn't know what we didn't know. Well, it's really funny how some of us knew what we didn't know. It's really funny how some of us knew that you were lying about the statistics, that you were lying about the origins of Wu Flu, that you were lying about the effectiveness, the kill rate, that you were lying about all of the things that have to do with this disease. They were lying about everything. I don't know how much my producers, I don't know which clips you guys have to go back and forth, but that was a recent clip of Fauci going, yeah, hey, you know what? In retrospect, we made a mistake. Wow, man, you know what I've noticed about Fauci? A lot of things are done in retrospect that are mistakes. Here's what I would tell Fauci. Stop making judgments, because whatever you decide now, in retrospect, it's going to be wrong. Oh, it gets ugly.
I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair. We did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
In our health lead, we now know that a bat coronavirus was enhanced in a lab.
NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute.
The National Institutes of Health acknowledged that it funded research of a virus that was studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The experiment, unexpectedly, we're told, made a bat coronavirus more contagious than the original naturally occurring one.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
A new letter raising questions about experiments in a Wuhan lab.
Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function.
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
3 years, the National Institutes of Health provided grant money to the EcoHealth Alliance Research Group, which conducted experiments with bat coronaviruses in Wuhan, China.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Wait a minute.
It did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab. There will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
National Institute of Health admitted this week that it funded controversial gain-of-function research using coronaviruses at a lab in China at the epicenter of the pandemic, contradicting claims from Dr. Anthony Fauci that American tax dollars never paid for that kind of research.
I have not lied before Congress. I have never lied, certainly not before Congress. Case closed.
Welcome back, y'all. That Dr. Fauci seemed just a little bit sensitive, don't he? Oh, look at him. He seemed to be a little sensitive. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, who we're listening to. That was a good little mashup, super cut of Fauci. Getting a little testy, right, when Rand Paul, you know, makes him answer the question. Ooh, how dare you make me answer him? Senator Paul, you happen to be right. You caught me. They don't want to admit it, do they? Wow. I mean, Fauci was wrong on AIDS. I saw a clip of him talking to some AIDS guys. He says, you know what, you don't think we're going to give you the data? And he's like, why don't you just give us the data? And he won't. He wouldn't give them the data. They were questioning Fauci on AIDS. Do we have that clip? 1999? When he was asked about AIDS? Because I know we have the other mashup of him flip-flopping.
Many scientists are beginning to believe that a vaccine against AIDS may be impossible to make and too dangerous to test.
If you take it and then a year goes by and everybody's fine,
then you say, okay, that's good. Now let's give it to 500 people. And then a year goes by and everything's fine. You say, well, then now let's give it to thousands of people. And then you find out that it takes 12 years for all hell to break loose. And then what have you done?
So that was actually Fauci being sane, you know, saying, look, we can't just go willy-nilly giving out vaccines and stuff. Who knows what's going to happen in 12 years? Well, I know this. We didn't get vaccinated. We all got to die, but it won't be from the stuff that's killing these vaccinated people. And they won't tell you. They will never admit it. They're scared to death. They're scared to death. They're scared to go biking, to go running, to go throw the football with the kid. Scared to death. And they better be. They absolutely better be.
So, Senator, we know that China lied. We know that we fund the WHO. We give them a fortune, millions and millions of dollars. They lied. We know that our own government got it wrong about masks. We know they got it wrong about vaccines. Everything they told us turned out not to be true. How could we ever trust them again?
Look, Sean, that is a huge problem. You know, you look at Dr. Fauci. There is no bureaucrat in the history of our country who has done more damage to the United States than Dr. Anthony Fauci. Number one, his recommendations resulted in shutdowns that hurt tens of millions of kids, destroyed millions of jobs, millions of small businesses, and his willingness to set aside science, to set aside data, and to be purely political, there has been nothing in our lifetimes that has done more to damage the credibility of government scientists or doctors than Dr. Anthony Fauci. There are now tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of Americans that are not going to believe the next thing a scientist or doctor working for the government says. And that's dangerous. If, God forbid, we have another pandemic, let's say we have something like Ebola that has massively high fatality rates. I want us to be able to have scientists and doctors that can give us advice on how to keep our families safe.
I'm going to stop this here because when we come back, we're going to talk about it. Ebola. You will seethe with anger when you hear this, folks. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA.
USA News update. It's not looking good for the five men aboard the Titan, the small submarine that's taken people to the floor of the North Atlantic to view the wreckage of the Titanic. The Coast Guard says one of the vessels that has been searching for the sub has spotted a debris field on the ocean floor. We'll learn more in an upcoming Coast Guard briefing. At the White House.
Prime Minister Modi, welcome back to the White House.
President Biden receiving the Indian Prime Minister to the South Lawn for 2 days of meetings and a state dinner tonight. The leaders expected to enter a new partnership on defense and technology. Pope Francis says breathing difficulties forced him to skip out on giving a planned speech today. He told a meeting of the Catholic Oriental Church his breathing is not good. Francis noted he is still feeling the effects of anesthesia, this following hernia surgery earlier this month. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Mr. Chairman, I sent you a letter, also signed by five senators, requesting that you utilize this committee's power to compel the agencies to follow the law. They shall supply the information. Now, I just want to use one example. A letter we sent to HHS Secretary Becerra requesting the unredacted emails from Anthony Fauci that were provided under a FOIA request to a number of different outside groups. We requested those same emails unredacted. By the way, congressional oversight is not subject to the redactions under FOIA. We should have received those completely unredacted. Proof of the fact that the redactions are not valid. I just have copies of one of the emails. This is an email from Peter Daszak, dated April 18th, and it's just thanking Anthony Fauci for basically covering for Eco Health Alliance. You can see in what was produced to the committee and in the FOIA request, we have a big old redaction here. And now it was redacted supposedly because it was related to an open law enforcement investigation. We basically got the same 4,000 pages, the five senators, except on this one email, they failed to redact that. So now we know what's under the redaction. Let me just quick read you what supposedly was related to an open law enforcement investigation. It says, it's been a very hard few months as these conspiracy theorists have gradually become politicized and hardened in their stance, especially because the work we've been doing in collaboration with Chinese virologists have given us incredible insight into the risks that these viruses represent so we can directly help protect our nation from bat-origin coronaviruses. We're fighting to keep the communications open with our Chinese colleagues so that we can better address future pandemics like COVID-19. I have no idea why that would be redacted in an oversight response to Congress. I have no idea how that paragraph could be related to an open law enforcement investigation.
The real question, folks, is why redact anything Fauci's done? He's a public servant. Why redact anything? There's no reason to. if he's on the up and up, and he's not. But I want to get into this stuff because we're going to run out of time. I'd have to run into the next hour, and I just want to cover this in an hour. But I want to talk to you about remdesivir and ventilators because we started out with that. Fauci now says maybe the ventilators were not as good. Maybe we should have just sat people up in their beds. That's really... I mean, it was really that simple. Hey, I have another suggestion. Maybe they didn't even need to go to the hospital in the first place. Maybe you could have given them, I don't know, hydroxychloroquine, or maybe you could have given them ivermectin. Maybe they could have just survived all on their own. You know, you got to hear these clips. Now, one of them is going to be Kennedy, and he's kind of tough to understand because of his voice. But here he is explaining all of this to you. And how sad this is.
You want to treat them at home. Give them the things that we know kill viral replication. Zinc and anything that enhances zinc, like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and 100 other remedies that we now know dramatically reduce the spread of this disease. And what was our protocol? Our protocol was to do none of that. No treatment until you go to the hospital. And then your treatment are two things that are bound to kill you, ventilators and remdesivir. And Tony Fauci knew that remdesivir would kill you. He knew that because in 2019, he tried to use it for Ebola. And within 5 days of treatment, it gave lethal side effect to 54% of the people. And the safety monitoring board ordered him to terminate the use of that drug. And he, through a phony, contrived, absolutely fraudulent study that he manipulated and orchestrated, got that drug made standard of care. It is homicide. And if you look, how does it kill people? Two ways. Three ways. Kidney failure, heart failure, and all organ collapse. And what happened to the people who died in the pandemic? What were they dying of? Kidney failure. All the doctors said, you heard it again and again, we've never seen a virus that attacks the kidneys. Because it wasn't the virus. It was the remdesivir.
Welcome back, folks. Remdesivir is an ugly drug. An ugly drug. They never should have given anybody remdesivir. It's dangerous. I mean, you got to look it up yourselves. We're going to play another clip. A guy's name is Dr. David Martin. He speaks on remdesivir. We'll play pieces of it and then we'll come back because I think it's too long, but we'll play pieces of it and then we'll discuss it in more depth. But how we could possibly think this was an alternative when we had things that were very safe is beyond me. And to Kennedy's point, they were trying to kill people. Here's a part of what Dr. David Martin had to say on remdesivir.
Ralph Baric, the inventor and the weaponizer of coronavirus, also had the hand in developing remdesivir, the drug that was allegedly used to treat patients with COVID, except for the fact that by 2018, that drug had a kill ratio of 53%. Documented, published. It was so deadly that the World Health Organization itself pulled the drug from consideration for Ebola treatments. And ironically, inside of the documents that nobody bothers reading, the death rate occurred regardless of viral load, which means that people were killed who didn't even have Ebola. We murdered people. And by we, I mean the complacent and ignorant masses that have agreed to let these things go unchecked. Murdered people in Africa. The death rate at 53%. And we let that publication of information in 2018 fail to inform our decision in the spring of 2020. When Anthony Fauci, Ralph Baer, Peter Daszak, and others made the decision that we should inject remdesivir into patients with COVID. We knew we were going to kill people. That's premeditated murder.
Welcome back, folks. I want to make a comment about this. We just played a piece of that clip. Again, that was Dr. David Martin on remdesivir. And you might have missed it, but it was made to treat Ebola. And the guy who made it said, don't do this. It was for the treatment of Ebola. The WHO, the World Health Organization, pulled the drug. And here's what the most important part, and I'm going to repeat it. It didn't matter what level you had, what viral level you had of Ebola. If you had none, people who were killed did not even have Ebola. Let me ask you, do you think for 1 second there were people who were killed who took the so-called cure, if you will, for Wu flu? Do you think people who died who didn't even have it? Remember, this is the disease that you might not even know you have. It's unbelievable. People killed who didn't even have the disease. Complacent and ignorant masses. Does that fit anybody? Because I want to remind people, I got attacked. Kevin, you're spreading misinformation. Attacked. And I warned people. I said, look, you don't even, there's nothing about being a doctor, an expert, or whatever. There is no reason for you to take a disease that has this low of a kill rate. Take something for a disease. No reason. Is it going to be uncomfortable? Yeah. I had many friends go, man, I got it. I got to tell you, boy, it kicked my butt, man. Ooh, it was bad, man. Ooh, I tell you what. But you lived. I remember saying that all the Hollywood people. Oh, and Tom Hanks and his wife. We were the first ones to get it. They lived. Idris Elba, I think is his last name. He got it. He lived. Cuomo. He was diagnosed. He got it. Everybody they diagnosed lived. And occasionally, one person would die. Not enough to sound an alarm bell for me. Oh, this 45-year-old man died. Well, that 45-year-old people die? Most of the people dying were old folks. And then they started killing them. You're not going to ever convince me that this was not mass extinction, an attempt at mass extinction, or at least a try at it, to see how we would take it. You will not convince me of anything short of this. These people were trying to kill people. The only way you treat the disease is if you come... Okay, think of a flu. And the only way they would let you treat it is if you came to the hospital. Now, the flu kills, and it's killed in bigger numbers than any of the Wu flu stuff. So why is it that the only way they would let you treat it is if they looked at you? Then what did they do? They put you on a ventilator. What if Fauci just come back? Perhaps we killed a few people that were on the ventilators. What did Robert Kennedy say? If you were on a ventilator, you could possibly die if you took remdesivir. So everybody's telling you what you already know. Scam artist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We murdered people. And by we, I mean the complacent and ignorant masses that have agreed to let these things go unchecked. Murdered people in Africa. the death rate at 53%, and we let that publication of information in 2018 fail to inform our decision in the spring of 2020. When Anthony Fauci, Ralph Baer, Peter Daszak, and others made the decision that we should inject remdesivir into patients with COVID, we knew we were going to kill people. That's premeditated murder. We knew we were going to do it, and we went along with it anyway. And sitting right next to the president, Donald Trump, he signed the death warrant for millions of Americans with the criminals sitting right next to him. Possibly one of the most interesting coups in human history, where the perpetrators of the coup were literally sitting in the Oval Office on a sofa right next to the president. And what he didn't know is that he was signing the death warrant to American citizens.
So we had, so you've named...
What's being done right now is working together with some very courageous sheriffs, some very courageous DAs. What we're now doing is we're compiling a series of actions where we have now thousands of patients who have died, and we're aggregating those into a unified action so that we can actually make a very public statement of what is in fact the felonies that we hope to end the EUA.
Again, folks, that was Dr. David Martin speaking on remdesivir, the deadly nature of that particular drug, 53% kill rate. And this emergency use authorization that they got for COVID allowed them to experiment on us. And you know what? The best thing that could have happened to you is you remained a pure blood.
When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem. Period. End of story.
The only people that you can blame, the only people you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, are the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you, as will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
I think it's time to get our moral house in order, Anderson. It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
All the vaccinated folks are going to start wearing masks to protect the unvaccinated folks. It's called a Christian value.
You're basically punishing the vaccinated for the sins of the unvaccinated.
People are not behaving honorably. The unvaccinated are basically saying, well, it's open season for me. I can do whatever I want as well.
The unvaccinated are basically beating their breasts and running around the country saying, hey, we don't care, we're living free, and so forth.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
The unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children. And the rest of us are starting to get pissed off.
The vaccinated feel the unvaccinated are making me upset or angry.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
The other day, Howard Stern weighed in with a much different approach. Take a look.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you know, it's mandatory to get vaccinated? Their freedom.
You're treading on our freedom and you're making other people sick, and really you're killing other people.
The anti-vaxxers, they seem to have a thing for death and home remedies.
The anti-maskers turned anti-vaxxers are not just putting their own lives at risk. If that was the issue, we could just say that we can watch them compete to win Placer's show in the Darwin Awards.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research.
And don't get me started on the lunatics who won't take any of the COVID vaccines.
Life is too short to be an ass. Life is way too short to be ignorant of the promise of something that is helping people worldwide.
Maybe you're doing it because you're disconnected or disorganized. Maybe you have some sympathetic psychological reasons. But maybe you're just being antisocial.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated should be taxed. They should pay more for health care.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated.
We're going to see, and I've said, almost two types of America.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any
more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Pointing back to the unvaccinated who are really creating a problem in this country, every death that we are seeing from COVID could have been prevented.
Literally, the only people die are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. I don't know how some of you sleep at night.
I don't know how many times we've played that clip, but I can tell you this. We can't play it enough. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Did you see the litany of things they wanted to do to the people who wouldn't take the vaccination? And now, what have we found out? Wouldn't you like to go back to every one of those people and say, now what? Now what? What about all the people that tried to sound the alarm bell, like myself, this show not even getting any coverage? Why? Because I dare speak the truth. And even some of you, even some of you, Kevin, stop spreading misinformation. Why am I doing this hour? Why am I doing this show this time? Because Fauci just came back and said, you know what? We killed a few people with the whole thing with the ventilators. Sorry about that. The ventilators were killing people. What did we need to do? Well, it was something as simple as, you ready for this? Sitting them up in the bed. Not treating them like they were death eating a cracker. Sit them up in the bed. Let family come and be around. Let me ask you, do you think that it would lift your spirits if somebody comes around you? They do it for coma victims. They let you come and rub on the hand or whatever. You think that might have lifted the spirits of some people? Oh, you know what? Let's just step back a bit. How about this? What if we didn't put people in hospitals, let them convalesce at home, take, as Jimmy Kimmel said, some kind of horse goop or horse bacteria or whatever. Let them do that. Or, as Robert Kennedy said, take something that supercharges zinc, like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, let these people heal at home before we bring them in. And, oh, let's not worry about ventilators, because it turns out that was worse than them just sitting up. Look, I fought Wu Flu at my house. It was during the election. I'll never forget it because I remember going to sleep, waking up, going, how in the heck could Trump have gone from winning to losing in that period of time? There's no way. All across the country at the same time. That's when I had, the reason why I'll never forget when I had Wu Flu was because of that. I had to deal not only with the Wu Flu, which I had for 3 weeks, but I had to deal with the loss of an election by theft. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this. I'm going to spike the football periodically because you know what we're going to learn over the next few years? We're going to learn if you're vaxxed, you have problems. Sorry to tell you this, folks. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news because some of you did get vaxxed. And here's what I say to you. If you chose to do it, I have no problem with that. It was your choice. But if you felt yourself forced to do it, I got a problem with that. I don't care what you do. If you want to be destructive to your body, if you want to go against common sense and whatever, that's fine. And I'm not ridiculing you if you did. Your common sense gave you a whole other direction. But we'll see who was right and who was wrong. I know I'm right. Because I'm not worried. You want to know something? I'll tell you guys honest truth. I should read these emails. I could keep the names out. I don't think anybody would know who it is. But I get emails from people going, Kev, I got to tell you, man, I'm worried. I took the shot. I'm worried. Conservatives. And because they're listening to the program or they've seen me on something, they go, I took the shot, man. And I go, hey, man, I'm praying for you. I don't wish you any ill will. Because conservatives aren't the ones saying, I took the shot. You should be taking the shot. Some of them were. But most of them weren't. It was your personal choice. And I say that's fine. You have a right to try whatever you want. You have a right to think you're preventing something. That's not on me. But I did give you enough ammunition to say, I wouldn't do it. And the idea that these people, look at everything they were planning for us. don't give us medical care, raise the price of our medicines, a host of other things. Don't treat them. We were pariahs to them. Jimmy Kimmel, what's they use? He doesn't say anything, you know?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.